Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dagheward Mills. Dagheward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dagheward Mills. That draws us to you.
My beloved, you are mine, you are mine. sad to be married at last. Ooh, it's forever. Hey, yeah, yeah. My beloved is mine, and I am my beloved. My beloved is mine, and I am his. Oh, my beloved is mine.
Take you home, and
please be very nice to me. It's about my beloved, he's so special. Can I tell you what's happening in my life? I'm in love and I think I'm gonna get married. I'm sure you're thinking, ooh. Oh, this is so good to hear. Strong as death, many waters cannot quench it. True love is strong as death, the floods cannot drown it. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strong as death, it shall be forever. He's such a nice guy, yeah. So sweet, so gentle, and so kind. I can't believe God will give me someone so good. Never had so much love and attention. I'm sure you're thinking, so good to hear. Love is strong as death, many waters cannot quench it. True love is strong as death, the floods cannot drown it. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strong as death, it shall be forever. My beloved will not change. I've heard many things about marriage. Can such love turn into bitterness? And I am praying, ooh, oh, may our love last forever. May our love be strong as death, so many waters cannot quench it. May our love be strong as death, so the floods cannot drown it. For whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strong as death, it shall be forever. So I've been praying about my relationship, and I'm sure you're praying about yours too. I'm having counseling, I'm soaking in the Word of God, building a good foundation. May our love be strong as death, so the waters cannot quench it. May our love be strong as death, so the floods cannot drown it. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strong as death, it will be forever. May our love be strong as death, so it shall be forever. May our love be strong as death, so it will be forever.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we are so excited about this opportunity. Guide us in these few minutes as we are here together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. My subject this evening is security. Security. All right. Now, security means something that makes you secure or makes you safe and protected. Something that makes you protected. Number two, precautions taken to guard against crime, attack, sabotage, and espionage. Precautions taken to guard against crime, attack, sabotage, and espionage. All right? Beautiful. So, security of your spirit. Protection of your spirit man. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter 3 verse 4. Let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Hidden man of the heart. Number two, Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened by his spirit in the inner man. And number three, Romans 7:22. I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Right. Now, when you travel to certain countries like Ghana, you have protection from mosquitoes. True or not true? We are conscious of these animals, creatures, trying to settle on you and bite you. Is that not so? So, in the spirit, there are insects and creatures trying to settle on us. And one of the names of the devil is the Lord of Flies. Now, flies, for those who are science students, you'll be thinking of Musca domestica, which is the common house fly. But in the Bible, the flies probably refer to, because at that time we hadn't differentiated between the different types of flying insects. So we'll probably be referring to anything flying. So if you take our common house fly as one type of fly, all right, you are having diseases like typhoid, cholera, salmonellosis, food poisoning. I'm sure there are some doctors and they are not saying anything. Yeah. Food poisoning caused by, what's a common food poisoning pathogen? Salmonella, E. coli. What's the characteristic of Salmonella food poisoning as compared with E. coli food poisoning? How many hours after the poisoning? They are not warm. You see, when you are diagnosing food poisoning, you have to take a history. Find out when they had the meal. How many hours the onset. And then it lasts a certain period of time. That's how you differentiate. Yeah. So we can know a kind of pathogen. Do you know what is a pathogen? Disease-causing organism. Look, art students, you better buckle up and catch up. The part that the disease is, no, it's not that, that's not a pathogen. Now, then we come to mosquitoes. These are part of the flying insects. Malaria, which kills more people than HIV. And then Wuchereria bancrofti. It's carrying these organisms. What does that cause? My doctors. Wuchereria bancrofti causing elephantiasis. Very good. I have some few warm doctors here. And what else? It carries other diseases, yellow fever, mosquito. Yellow fever by mosquitoes, yes. Mosquitoes do a lot of things. Different types of mosquitoes. Yes. Anopheles mosquito is the one that's carrying the female Anopheles, isn't it? Yeah. See, JSS is not so bad. And then what else? Yellow fever. Then we have dengue fever as well. It's a very painful fever from mosquitoes. Dengue fever, yellow fever, malaria. I mean, you are just living in the world and these things are flying around, trying to bring so many things to you. What else does flies bring? What else does the mosquito bring? We've got yellow fever. We have dengue fever, malaria. Any other? Zika virus. Transmitting Zika virus. These are some of the well-known ones. I have all the doctors are lined up here, so they think I haven't seen them. I've seen all of them. Then we have other simulium fly. It's another fly that is bringing what? Onchocerciasis, river blindness. By the simulium fly. Okay? What do you think? Simulium fly is a type of fly. That's what it brings. It brings a river blindness. Okay? Then we have the cheche fly. That one too is bringing what? Trypanosomiasis. And what else do you have? All these diseases. Bees. Yes, we have bees. And wasps. Bee sting, wasp sting can kill you. If you are sitting on the side and you have your seat, you want to come here, just feel free and come. Don't worry. There's no, wherever you are, feel free. There's no problem. I don't have no problem with that. I know you are late. No, there's no need pretending. Yeah, we've got bees and wasps sting you. You get an anaphylactic reaction. What happens? Swelling of your body. The whole body can swell. Wow. And then what else can happen? Breathing. Constriction. Tachycardia. What else? Heart rate goes up. Breathing difficulty. Swelling. Redness. Warmth. Chest tighten. Dead. Bee and wasp can finish you. Yes. Bronchospasm. Who told you that? Doctor who? Yeah. So we've got bees, we've got wasps, we've got cheche flies, we've got mosquitoes, house flies, simulion flies, a lot of flying creatures, all trying to invade you and finish you off. Pip, 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 pip. Okay? Any other flying creature?
Flying ants.
Flying ants? Joshua, I don't know of any flying ants. Afflicities are not ants. Now, in the spirit, you see, the Bible calls the devil, one of his names is in Matthew 12:24, is the Lord of flies, Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Right? Now, you see, these creatures mainly bring disease. You know, if you take the house fly, Musca domestica, he has a lot of hairs. So when he settles on your poo poo, especially if it is light brown and soft, when he flies and sits on your food, he shakes himself like this. And when he shakes himself like this, there's an impartation of a spray of the poo-poo onto the food. That is why any food that a fly touches, I don't eat it. It can be my wedding or not, I will not eat it. Once I see a fly around, on the hairs, they shake themselves and then they also swallow some and then they spit it out when they come. They regurgitate. Yeah. There are four ways by which flies transmit and take along disease. And these are just two. So you see that it's just carrying problems from person to person. Bite this person, come and bite this one. Bite this one, come and bite this one. It's amazing that the mosquitoes are not carrying around HIV. As you bite somebody with HIV, take some of your blood, go here, go and inject somebody with it. God forbid. So this is what Satan, the prince of devils, has his equivalent army of flying devils. And they are not looking at your physical body, because I tell you, those of us who are experienced at fighting demons, you wear two pairs of socks because there are mosquitoes that go through the socks. How many know that mosquitoes that go through the socks? It's like one pair of socks cannot do NATO. At first, when you wear clothes, they are discouraged when they step away. But the modern ones are more advanced. They have higher technology. So you see people totally covered. Two pairs of socks or three, with tucked into the trousers, covered all the way with a big cap, leaving just a small place. for breathing, just to protect from these flying creatures which want to invade you. You get it? So, you know, they don't mind any part of you if they can just get contact with you. So, security is very important in the spirit. To be covered. You need to be covered. Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, they will settle on your spirit. And when they do, it has a certain effect on you. All right. Now, what effect would they have? The same thing. The same thing. Make you sick. Make you not well. Make you die before your time. Transfer problems from one person to the other. One time we were casting out devils from a little girl. She was like this height. And the demons came out. A couple of weeks later, we were at another all night casting out devils some weeks later. And the demons that came out of that lady were now in this new person in the same fellowship. This lady had no knowledge of this lady because it was private. And the demons came out. So when we asked, where are you from? And the demons mentioned the girls, and we are coming from this person. So that is why you need to be careful, because there are things that are moving around from one person to another, like the mosquitoes. They only bring problem because they've been somewhere and they come to you. So you got to be careful. You see, when you shake hands with somebody, or you lay hands on somebody, or you contact somebody, or you are with somebody, the spirits that are with that person can come to you if you are not strong. That is why it's not just your friends that you think, oh, it's bad company, but it's also spiritual company. Are you with me? Yeah. So demons are moving around, and we need security. You need to cover yourself with 2 pairs of socks, 3 pairs of socks. Cover with a khaki. You need to wear the khaki. You need to tuck in. You need to be sure that it's all covered. Because one bite. You see, malaria, it's because we all have malaria parasites. So you rarely see somebody with advanced malaria. But if you see anybody with malaria, especially a non-immune person, you see it's a serious disease. All the missionaries who came, they all died from malaria. Just one bite, and you start to get it. Within 3 weeks, you start to get fever. It takes 21 days to process in your body. But after that, when the fever starts, it's not a small disease. They go for cerebral malaria. And when you slice the brain of somebody who has cerebral malaria, you see the dots. It's quite a classic picture of the brain. Have you seen it before? Cerebral malaria. Slice the brain. Because now we slice the brain like this to see. What is it? You see the dots. Miliary deposits all over. Are you still around?
Yes.
So that is what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to come to you with something that will affect your spirit and affect your spiritual life. So why would he want to do that? Because of the verses I just showed you, that there's a hidden man. You can't see them, but he's looking longingly. The mosquitoes, they look longingly at us. We are the moving food for them. Sometimes, you know, you should even feel sorry for the mosquitoes, because they are really hungry. And they eat blood. They're very hungry. So when there are no human beings, they sometimes go to plants and try to suck some nectar from them. Yeah. Out of starvation. Yeah. So you are their food. So when demons look at you longingly, when you pass, they say, hey, look at a very nice, fine, if only we can come to you. And so they see you, the hidden man of the heart. Hidden man, a man is hidden. Yeah. There's no way to see my hidden man. God sees my hidden man. Spirits see my hidden man. Because my hidden man is a spirit. But my hidden man looks exactly like me. When we meet in heaven, you know it's me. When we meet in heaven, we'll be walking together and holding hands. You'll be at the best place in Jesus' name. Yeah. We'll be walking in heaven holding hands. Nobody will bother to see you off and see you off. I can't stay in your house tonight. You will stay. Huh? There's not going to be any problem. Once you are enjoying in somebody's house, you just stay. There's no protocols of whatever. Unless you are in a different section of heaven. Let's say the outer darkness where those who didn't work for God. Hey, in a kiosk. I hope you came to watch our film stars in the morning. They are more like a movie company now. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're Follywood, First Love. A drama, yeah. Follywood. Follywood Productions. Or Lollywood, First Love. Now, the devil is looking at you longingly. Hey! And that is not good. But he's looking at the inner man. Yeah. And he's saying, wow. Wow. The hidden man. Now, when you get to heaven, we recognize ourselves. That's how come Abraham, the rich man, recognized Lazarus. Ha! Lazy! Lazy! Come here. One small boy, come here. Lazarus said, look, sir, I beg you. Lazarus was even afraid. Because you see, sometimes when you leave the jurisdiction of a wicked person and you see the person, your heart misses a beat. Because you remember what the person has done to you. So Lazarus got scared when the rich man called him. But he explained to him that he cannot come. I cannot pass from hence to thence. Wow. Huh? Go back to verse 25. Verse 25, Mr. Man. Yes. Abraham said, son, remember. So, Lazarus was spared the ordeal of answering the rich man. It's Abraham who stood in and said, excuse me, you can't speak to him now. Things are different. Yes, Lazarus was too far. You can't talk to him. I am telling you, he can't come and he won't come. Unless he's trapped here, he will never come here. So you see, if you are short, you'll be short, but handsome. If you are tall, you'll be tall, but handsome. If you are beautiful, you'll be even more beautiful. I hear people in heaven are so beautiful and so handsome. Yes. Like you are super 100 times glorified. I don't know if there's makeup. I don't think that all these fake things are there. I think it's more real in heaven. Yeah. Does anybody have a plastic bag? Any little, what you call rubber? Or plastic bag? Any little plastic bag? I need an empty one. Ah, yes. Give me the red one there. Beautiful. Now, Jeremy, come. You see? When he goes to heaven, he's not going to be like a little black floating around like that. That you see that, oh, this is Jeremy Saki. No. You are not going to be a little plastic airbag Who is that? Oh, it's Sandra. No. When you see him, he will be like this. But a spirit, but not like this. You can't recognize it. But will you say, ah? What's your name? My name is Jeremy. No, no. So sit down. So you, when Erica is in heaven, give me another plastic bag. Who has another one? Ah. You're not going to say that this is Erica. Come. So Jeremy, come back. So this is Jeremy and Erica.
No.
Two rubber bags floating in heaven. No. It's going to be a spirit hidden man that we see. Wow. And then spirit man of a woman. Recognizable. Otherwise, Abraham wouldn't have spoken to him and said, send Lazarus. Let him touch his finger in a tongue is in the mouth. Tongue is not floating. It's in the mouth. Finger is on a hand. To cool my tongue. Thirsty. Remember, in thy lifetime, receivest good things. Now he is comforted. Thou art tormented. Besides all this, there's a great gulf fixed. So these are not spirits. These are the spirit, how the spirit is going to look like. So you hold hands like you're walking in heaven. And then walk this way. Can you imagine all the two spirits? No. It's a real man and a real woman. It's not Erica and this Jeremy. No, I should change it around. The bigger one is will be him. Like he'll be a bigger bag and this is a smaller bag. No. You see the hidden man or the inward man. Inward man. Bible says the inward man or the inner man. Yeah. Beautiful. Let it be the hidden man. I delight in the law after the inward man. All right? So it's describing a man. Thank you. Take your bags. One for you. Yes. So the devils are looking for people and they are longingly looking at your spirit and saying, wow. So how shall we protect the spirit? That's what we are. This is a very short Bible study and we're going home in a few minutes. Security for the spirit. Yeah. Spirit man. Beautiful. Turn with me quickly. Ephesians. Chapter 6, verse 14. Give me a modern Bible, please. Modern Bible. Stand therefore. Okay? Put on a belt of truth. Wow. So you need truth as a belt. Demons are carefully looking at your belt area. God forbid, but if an armed robber or somebody comes like that into your house, will you be safer with trousers and a belt or in a nightie? Don't forget that rule. Trousers with a belt. A belt is a great protection. If you are just wearing a flimsy whatever, you'll be better off in trousers with a belt. Don't forget what I'm telling you. Yeah. It's more difficult to unwrap you with a solid belt. And so the devil has far less access to critical areas. Because you come and no belt. and you are standing in front of a wild, demonized man, it even inspires fear. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. You sound like you are confused. Am I confusing people here? Yes. I mean, you are standing in front of somebody who has very evil intention and has got you alone. You'll be better off in a pair of pants. Is that how they say in America? In Ghana, we say trouser. Or in England, we say what? Trousers. Or trowel. Huh? Trouble. How do you say it in South Africa? Brook. Brook. You wear brook. I have a brook. With a belt. Would you be safer or not as a lady? From a demonized man who has a very bad intention, you'd be better off any day. Any day. Listen to me, my friend. You'll be better off any day standing before the hordes of darkness with a solid belt of truth. Truth, eh? To tell yourself the truth, to know the truth, and to be brutally honest with yourself. Did you hear I said brutally honest? Like if you've got a problem, say, I got a problem. Don't say, I don't have a problem. I'm this. Do you know how to cook? Yes. What can you make? Chicken sauce. What is chicken sauce? Tomato sauce. What is tomato sauce? We don't understand this tomato sauce. Why don't you say, I cannot cook, and then, brutally honest, you save yourself from a whole lot of problems. And that brutal honesty will guide you towards the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Brutal honesty. That's why we count chairs. We count people to know the brutal truth. One man of God, he had just about a few hundred chairs. And every time he was asked, how many people in your church, he will mention more than 10,000. But when you go to the church, we just have a few hundred chairs. Because he doesn't know, maybe he doesn't know how to count chairs. Maybe he knows how to count in a maths exam, but doesn't know how to count it in a church. What do you think? You don't understand what I am talking about? Yes. One day a certain brother was doing visitation. And somebody asked him, how come the visitation you are doing is mostly in the girls' hall? Because in those days, all the girls were in Volta Hall. So most of his visitation was in the Volta Hall. So when he said, God has called me to ladies. You see, brutal honesty would have rather told you that. You know, I don't know why, but I just find myself going there. Or brutal honesty, say, I like girls. And I'm praying about it, but so I find most of my ministry in that area. It will help you more than telling us that it's a call. I mean, let's be serious. Tell somebody, you know, let's be serious with God. Got a special calling to ladies. Ta la ma sha ka ta. You receive what? The special call to girls. If you want to come to full-time ministry, brutal honesty. Is it that I don't have a job? Or I really want to serve the Lord? Is it I don't have a job, I really want to serve the Lord? Brutal honesty. Yes. Why am I, beloved, using this girl? Brutal honesty. And you see, when they ask you, what is it? You say, oh, it's the anointing, and then the unction. There's the glory I see on her life. Foolish boy. The girl, if I or no fine. If fine. And that is the actual main reason why you are on it. So, what I am trying to say is that brutal honesty is you are safer before demons. Always remember the picture of a man or two men with you alone. God forbid. At 3 a.m. threatening you, and you are just wearing a flimsy 90 something you should be wearing on your honeymoon. No, you'll be better off in jeans with belts, zips, everything. You see, it's going to take more to destroy you. Lift your hand. Father, every rape attempt on anyone here, present or watching, I curse it, I smash it, I destroy it, I block it, I reject it. In Jesus' name, it will not happen. It cannot happen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, brutal truth. Be truthful. Be truthful. Yeah. You know, when you see a nice person by your side and ask yourself, am I like this person? Don't say, oh, she has a calling to smile. Yes. Am I happy? So she has a calling to be smiling and be happy. I don't have that calling. I'm a meditative type. We all have our strengths. We all have our strengths. So that's why I'm not always smiling. Rather tell yourself, look, I got a problem with smiling and being cheerful. You remember the song? It's a break of my relationship. If you love me, you'll be cheerful around me. You see, don't wait for the breakup before you realize that I have learned that.
If you love, then you will give. If you love me, then you will smile at me. If you love me, you'll be full of life and fun.
You'll be full of life and fun. Continue.
If you love me, you will be cheerful around me. If you love me, you like my friends. So child.
Don't wait for the breakup of your relationship before you say, I have learned. Be brutally honest with yourself and tell yourself, I need to be cheerful. I need to be smiling. I need to like my beloved friends. And I can't cut off everybody in the world because of one relationship. Let's be serious. God has made a lot of people for us to meet. Once we've met only you, you are blocking our view from everybody else. And we have to, as we've met you, then our eyes will be like this. We can't see. We have to only speak through you. Are you a microphone? So truthfulness will help you. Yes, it will help you. Brutal. You are in the Bible school. You have to tell yourself the truth. Are you going to be really a man of God? Or you are just whiling time away in the school? Ask yourself, is God going to ever use me in this way? Am I here? Why am I here? Am I getting the most out of it? Of this? You see some Bible students sleeping in their room on Sunday. Yeah, you have to be brutally honest with yourself. Yeah.
Tell somebody security.
Security. Number two, Ephesians 6. So these are, you'll be safer. And then put on the body armor of God's righteousness. The what? The body armor of what? Of God's righteousness. Amen. Wow. So, the rest of your body is covered with righteousness. Righteousness. Any form of sin opens a gap. Yeah. People who walk in sin die earlier. Because it opens to sin, and sin leads to death. Any unrighteousness opens up a gap. This is what people don't realize. Any type of unrighteousness, it just opens a gap. And they are looking, the mosquitoes, the flies, different types. They are looking for gaps. And they see something. They say, ah, this, we have seen it. The gap is on the left side. There's a space. And then they start coming there. You know, when you go to a battlefield, the olden days battlefield, the day after the battle, the sound you hear, zzz, flies over the dead meat. Because, you know, they fought with swords and they cut the meat and they chop people up. So you have meat, all hundreds, thousands of people, and then the flies. So it's the Lord of Death. He comes over the death that is there. So he's attracted to the death. So any kind of sin or unrighteousness opens a gap. Yeah. So you see, righteousness is a spiritual thing. And you have to be careful. So, you know, being lighthearted about sin, it shows you are not called. If you are called, you always, not that you always be worried, but you can always be worried. Because you're always not sure whether you are sinning. Because it's easy to sin. But thank God for Ephesians 1 verse 4. Look at Ephesians 1 verse 4. It says that we should be righteous and truly holy. Huh? He has chosen us before the foundation that we should be holy and without blame before him. So, your holiness is before him. You see, because we have our own version of holiness, which is often wrong. Now, we are human beings, and unfortunately, we are mostly flawed in our definition of what is wrong and right. For instance, if you ask any of the ladies to come and please stand here in panties and bra, you are gasping like a fish that has come out of the water. But if you go to the beach and their bikinis are more flimsy and more tinier than normal, a lot of the girls you see around, they are wearing bola panties, you know. You may think that they are wearing some sexy panties, though. They are wearing big bola panties. Hey, la ma shata la baba. It's almost a boxer short. But we human beings have decided on what is right. And we have our versions of what is right. When we were in Nigeria, the ladies were not allowed at the crusade. The ladies were not allowed to wear trousers. Even those climbing the scaffolding and doing the filming. No, everybody had to wear a dress. We were told it will offend them. You can't do that here. So no dress. No trousers in Nigeria. So that one is, don't do that. In different places. Different thing. We have to cover our hair as well. Yeah. So everybody has his version. So Ephesians 1:4 says we should be holy and blameless before him. What he thinks. So that's the master dividing point as to whether you are actually blameless before God. Yeah. Because some people are blamed by human beings, but they're actually blameless before God. Yeah. We have our own versions of what is right. Often it's not really right. Yeah. But you see, when you are a spiritual person, you always be wondering whether God approves of you. And it's important. Because each gap you create in the body armor is a gap for these flies I mentioned at the beginning. You thought I was just doing biology when I was mentioning all the flies. But I'm showing you the kind of insect things that are trying to gain access to you. You are declared covered from every attack in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have two sectors covered now, isn't it? Belt is solid. And what else is solid? Huh? Body armor is solid. Then number three. Helmet of salvation. I'm looking at security. Seven measures for security. Take the helmet of salvation. Amen. And then your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. I want to link the two. Head and foot are related. Head is helmet of salvation. Feet, gospel of peace. Now, once you take out the gospel and the purity of pure salvation from the church, you start to get a modified church almost immediately. Once you stop witnessing, you start having a modification. You don't even realize what it is. Because you almost immediately become a slanted Christian. It will either be slanting towards money, slanting towards prosperity, slanting towards power, slanting towards something else. So if you look at the church, you'll see that huge perversions have taken place. Huge perversions. Complete transformation of the church has been taken because the salvation of the head, which is a major area, you know, and the feet, you're getting great dangers. Now, that is why in certain places, you cannot ride a motorcycle without a helmet. Because if your head hits the ground, your head has the brain inside and the brain is floating around in water. It's not really water, but I'm calling it water for the art student's sake. And if you just move it like that, the brain is just moving within it. So if you hit your head a little too hard, okay, first of all, the bone can go in and then cut the brain. And you can bleed inside or outside the covering of the brain. So when you do an MRI, you just see blood. You see something collected there. But it could be out or in, depending on what it's like. If you get a subdural hemorrhage, behaves stiff, extradural, subdural, different features, appearance, and then symptom. So very dangerous. So you wouldn't allow anybody, to ride no bike without no helmet. And Christians are riding around without a helmet. That means that one blow can wipe you out when you are without your helmet. And imagine walking around everywhere barefoot. So both of them, you see severe injuries. So today, if you look at the church, you see that it's severely injured. Yes, severely injured. The brains of the church, especially the pastoral section, you see that as if there's some injury. You wonder what our aim is in Christianity. Yes. Because it looks like the head is really affected how we think. Why did Jesus die for us? You look at a book like How You Can Preach Salvation, and you see few pastors can preach salvation. This morning I preached about salvation. I preached about Zacchaeus. The whole service, Zacchaeus. Yes. What is salvation? But you wonder. People don't do altar calls no more. Was it this morning somebody gave a testimony? He went to a church and he was convicted and the pastor didn't do an altar call. And he had to go and see the pastor, please lead me to Christ after church. Pastors want to be businessmen. And you know, sometimes when you look at the things we are doing, you would think that people are already saved. People are already saved. But when you go around, you say, people are not saved at all. And that most people are not saved. The countries of this world, the nations, go ye into all the world. I'm just from the islands. I was in Jamaica. I was in Barbados. I saw our members from St. Lucia. Our members from St. Kitts. Our members from Trinidad. Our members from Tobago. Our members from Antigua. All over. Different islands. Guyana. All over. And many people, they are not saved at all. You know, the churches that were there were the older, like the Pentecostal churches that started in the 1900s. Those are the big churches. Those are the ones that you have there. It's modern, our modern type of churches. You don't find them. I mean, you go to Mozambique. We were in Mozambique. Friday is Dia Dom, Day of Men. Everybody find anywhere you want to go. It's Friday evening. Go to any girl. Don't come home. Don't come home on Friday. Even if you are married. Dia Dom. Exeat. Come on Monday. Yeah. I mean, we had a crusade. You see, people don't even know what to do. They thought it was a party. They came with drinks. They came with their girlfriends. They thought it was like a carnival of some sort, coming to be happy. They don't know. Guinea-Bissau, we were there. They have not had any program like that before. They didn't know what it was. People didn't know how to behave. Everybody was talking, moving around. I mean, there was nothing like, oh, this is a preacher. No. They don't know how to say amen. They don't know how to say even amen. No, you see, you wonder how we are thinking. When Jesus said, go ye into all the world. I don't like talking about this because I feel like maybe I'm criticizing something. I don't want to criticize anybody. But you wonder about the helmet of salvation and the feet. You wonder when we are preaching, what are we talking about? It's just amazing, amazing, amazing. So you see the church is heavily injured. And almost unconscious. Extradural hemorrhage. When it happens outside the dura mater. If it's like, for instance, it happens sometimes in soccer. When an extradural hemorrhage. Yeah. When they head the ball or they clash. And they get an injury like that. What happens is that the person can be carried off the pitch. He seems to have lost consciousness. Then after a few minutes, he wakes up. And he feels okay. And he comes back to the pitch and he plays, runs around and everything, goes back home, never wakes up in the morning. Extradural hemorrhage. That's a symptom. Different from subdural. Amazing. So you see, sometimes you see that Christians are injured and playing around for a few minutes, but you are dead. You are living dead. Yes. They're actually the living dead. So church, especially all of us young ones, you know, I want to encourage you to trust, to not be afflicted by demons in the head. By giving yourself to the ministry of salvation to this world. And stop, don't assume that the good you can do in this world is to help people to get jobs. And the good you can do in this world is to improve people's careers and do computer training for the community and provide jobs through this and through that. I mean, these are good things which the government should do and NGOs should do. But the church, if we want to protect ourselves from demonic infiltration, we better keep salvation and the gospel at the right place. Otherwise, the injuries on the leg. Now you say the church cannot move. You know, the church cannot move. When you are injured on the leg, when you are injured on the head, you can't think right and you're taking all wrong moves and saying wrong things. You say, what are you saying? Are you in school? Are you in Gimpa? Are you at Legon that you are speaking about finances and banking? You are saying the wrong thing. You should have been saying Jesus died on the cross. You are saying leverage and financial engineering and this and that and that. In the church, the main thing is Jesus. Now, when you are injured and you can't preach the gospel, you see, you can't go anywhere. If they say go here, you can't go. You can't preach. We don't go anywhere. Church doesn't go nowhere. Reinhard Bonnke, old man, with all his unwell, whatever, going to Nigeria, coming here, going here, preaching the gospel. Nobody's doing no NATO. And we say we are doing all kinds of things in the name of God. So these two, foot injury. Foot injury means you can't travel. Here. You know, I was in Barbados. I was looking at the sea. Hey, the sea is foul. And you see, there is no island in sight. Deep blue sea. Ships, you can't even sail. But there are two types of ships, huh? Seaworthy and river and lake worthy. Real seaworthy ships. You need a major ship to cross that sea from island to island. The people are there. Arise and let us go into their defense cities. So for me, I say preaching gospel has protected me. And it's going to protect you too. Yeah. Pure salvations. You see, the testimonies we are hearing in church. So, no, and I got a job here, and I've got a promotion, and I got money, and I got a car. All those things will be added unto us. You think we are without? If we didn't have money, can we be here? You cannot. You see, somebody says he has money. Where is the money? And you are preaching about money. Where is it? What do you do with it? When you go to the north of Ghana, you not see churches. The only church you see, Church of Pentecost. Finish. Everybody else is scattered. Thank God for Church of Pentecost. You see how great and mighty they are and how strong and real they are. Yeah. It's a salvation church. Yeah. They measured their members by the people they baptized. Yeah. Some of the churches you see today, which are prominent, in 20 years they won't exist. But they are severely injured. How are you getting covered now? Where is covered? Which places of you are covered now? Your head is covered. Your feet are covered. And where again is covered? You got your belt on. Hey, that one was serious. Oh. Mercy. Huh? Your belt is on. Okay. How many feel safer in a belt than in a, what do you call it? 90. No. No. And then armor, body armor. You feel safer. Righteousness, isn't it? And then you have covered where again? Head is covered from head injury, isn't it? Extradural hemorrhage and subdural hemorrhages. Mercy. And then where else is covered? Feet from injury, isn't it? Okay, now we are virtually covered. I think which place again? Let's take a shield for extra precaution so that in case this one doesn't work, let's get a shield. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Recently, I was talking to a pilot, and he explained to me something another pilot explained to me. He said that in this plane, many things, one thing will be done by three or four things. That's why the plane doesn't crash. If this one doesn't work, this one also does the same thing. If this one doesn't work, this one also does that. And if this one doesn't work, that one also does it. So he said because of that, they have a lot of weight and equipment just because in case this doesn't work, this must work. In case this doesn't work. So in case your body armor may not be able to, then here is your shield of faith. You hear what I'm saying? So that in case the faith doesn't work, then it comes to your body armor. So the body armor is your last kalo. Your righteousness is your last kalo. But the faith. Ha. Now, faith. Many people don't really know what faith is. But you see, let me just simplify. The greatest act of faith in the Bible was having sex. Yes. It's an act of faith. Yes. The greatest act of faith. In the Bible. Break it down. No problem. You heard of Abraham. Haven't you heard of Abraham? 99 years old. And God said, you are going to have a baby. And his wife even laughed at that. The idea was even fantastic to her. She laughed. You know, it gave me a feeling that she was a little proud. Because a woman who laughs at such things, it's almost like it's below me or it is something that I mean, you must be serious. You think I'm one of those little girls. Don't be ridiculous. I think I'm one of those girls. I mean, it made me question Sarah. I'm holding on with my opinion about her for now. Yeah, I mean, I used to admire her, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, the way she laughed at a topic. Would you like your wife to laugh at a topic like that? When somebody brings up a topic of something like that, then you just burst out. Oh, sorry. Sorry. It's not nice. One day we went to play golf and we were with a friend. And when it was his turn to play, everybody played pa, pa. Then it was his turn and he played pa. And then I think he hit the ground. The ball didn't go. And somebody standing burst out. Pa! Why were you trained? And then he just kept quiet. So my friend, he just played the ball. And then we went. You know, when you are playing golf, you go, you come, you go like that. So we went. And he was quiet. He was quiet. Yes. He was quiet. Then when we were coming this way, those people, the man who laughed, and his group were coming this way. So we were walking with him when he suddenly, excuse me, and he went across and he went to see the man. He said, listen, excuse me.
Excuse me. We are all gentlemen on this course. You didn't pay for me to come and play here. As I don't appreciate that laughter. You can't do that. You can't make fun of me. You can't laugh. What do you mean? And he dressed him down. So we are all gentlemen on this course. I don't want to hear that laughter again. You know? So for Sarah to burst out, it totally defeated. Because maybe Abraham thought that maybe she was laughing at him. Maybe things have stopped working in Abraham's life long time ago. The hydraulics and everything was off. So faith, Bible says, Abraham is the father of faith. Which is, he is the father of obedience. Yes. Obedience, like action. Eesh. Can you imagine? Oh. Auntie Sarah. Auntie Sarah, do you hear what they said yesterday? And Sarah said, you know, ma, I'm having breathing difficulties. Wow. Obedience. The greatest show of faith is obeying. When you are obeying, your shield is big. It even covers the gaps in your righteousness. That's why sometimes you see people who obey God. It's like, God, don't you see the hole in the armor? And there is nothing going to happen to this person. In the shield of faith, like wild obedience, the person is moving. Wild obedience. Believing in God. Yes. You see, obeying God is better than any other thing. It shows your belief. One day somebody told me that I'm a man of faith, and I laughed. I said, me, a man of faith? Me, I'm not this type of, I believe I have a car, I believe I have this, I believe I have a house, I'm not. But later I thought about it. What is a man of faith? Believe it. Acting out. He said, why do you say I'm a man of faith? Acting out the things. Carrying drums to start a church. Doing this. God said this. I'm doing it. Yeah. That's a faith. I mean, not say, I confess I have a car, I confess I have a plane, I confess I have this, I confess I have this. Those are small, small things. Yeah. So, faith, it even is the first line, shield of faith. But Charlie, your armor, some of us, the armor is rags. So. How many sometimes realize that, Charlie, the armor is looking more like this type of see-through dresses with gaps? Lace. Your armor is like lace. Lace singlet. Wow. Amen. So, faith. Start obeying and you start being protected. Hey, the guy is moving. Oh. The shield of faith. The shield of faith. The shield of obedience. The shield of obedience. The shield of obedience. The word faith is pistis. It also means obey. To obey. Yeah. Obeying commands. It covers a whole lot of gaps. So can you imagine that your whole armor is cut over here from certain things that happen? How many realize there are some cuts in the armor? And then apart from that, there's nothing at your back too. So when you turn away and you run away from God, God see you. All the back is. That's why you must never go away from God. Anytime you start going away from God, you are exposing your back. You see that they'll throw the things at you. You will never backslide in Jesus' name. Verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and verse 18, the last one, praying always. So by now you are covered with prayer. Prayer becomes also creates some cloud around you, which becomes like a third security. An atmosphere screen, a smoke screen. The incense is coming, tear gas all around you. Then your shield before your armor, which we know is in shreds.
divine security. Yeah. You are declared covered from every attack in your life. In the name of Jesus. One time I was on the road to Tamale, and Satan had planned to cut off my head. I mean, this must be like between 15 and 20 years ago. Everybody in the car would have been decapitated because we somersault on our heads. At least to break the neck. Yes. God spared us. God spared us. We were traveling to try to preach his word. Yes. To plant churches. To build church. That's why we fight orangus. You know, if you are an orangu trying to take a church, we'll fight with you because we've risked our life to plant these churches. Wherever. Yeah, we'll never leave any church for you. Never think that we'll leave even one member. No. Palamashido talabare belebe. Come out of disobedience and begin to walk in obedience. You will have a covering that you don't know not of. Even in your mistakes, even in your sins, and even in your failings, the shield of faith will keep you. The shield of obedience will keep you. You will not be touched by the evil one, the wicked one. But now when you put aside the shield of faith, it's just with your bare arm on like that. And let's be serious and be honest. Many times, you can have a strip all here missing. How many of you think that there are some strips missing in your righteousness armor? But God is setting you free and covering you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Tell somebody, security. Lift your hands to Jesus. Father, thanks for security for everyone gathered here today. Thank you for coverings, deliverances from all forms of wickedness. Demonic flies will have no access. By your great mercies, you have shown us divine security. We deploy every chink of armor. And we thank you for securing us in this great fight. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus, raise up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to save me today. Salvation is your first defense in your head, in your mind. Pray with me. I want to give my life to God. God bless you. Lift it up high. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift it up high. Thank you. Thank you. I see your hand. Lift it up high. God bless you. I want Jesus to come into my life tonight. If you've lifted your hand, come to me from where you are. Come. Come from where you are standing. Come to me. Come all the way. Come, let me pray with you. Come to God.
Let him have his way.
Okay, say this prayer with me and everybody join. Hurry up. Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. I give my life to Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am a child of God. From today, I am born again. Thank you, Lord. Today, I give you my heart. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me tonight. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. What's your name? Frederick. And what's your name?
Alexander.
Wow. And what's your name? Maxwell. Wow. Alexander, Frederick, and Maxwell have given their lives to Jesus today. Salvation, pure salvation. Thank God for a blessing of salvation. Hallelujah. Which way should they go? Come this way. Our pastor is want to talk to you, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. Kaya malama shandola makabaranda la mamandele bebe. What a blessing it is to be heavily defended from all types of invasions of demons and of devils. Every area of the armor is a protection. To be deceived. Once you are deceived, you are vulnerable. You see, when they were going for elections and they thought everybody supports us, they were open to disaster. So deception is not a good thing, because you are open to disaster. That's why the first one, belt of truth. Yes. So that all types of deceptions and delusions are taken away. If you are going to marry and you think, I'm going to eat cheesecake, chocolate cake, strawberries, plums, ice cream, chocolate, but not knowing that you are going to eat lemon juice and the hottest sitter causing diarrhea. You realize that you think you have something, but no, no, you have a different thing from what you thought, the opposite. Even kinky. Yes, you think you are getting hot kinky with fried fish and some beautiful shitter and some green pepper with some shrimps lacing with some nice variety from the Atlantic Ocean. But not knowing that you are going to get an ice cold kinky with a boiled fish and salt water. You put the kinky in the salt and you eat it with a boiled fish. Kaba jalo zame barama zomo dalababa. Hey! How many want a boiled fish instead of a fried fish? There are different things, you know. Boiled fish is different from fried fish. Huh? Yes, one with oil, one is boiled. Boiled with the intestines and everything in it. And when you marry, you say, do you not get kenke? Is this kenke? It is kenke. Do you get fish or not? It is fish. But you see, there was a slight deception. May you find what you are searching for in Jesus' name. Tame lamazo tabare tabara kabalo paraja debele paraba delebe karaba. All those getting married this year, line up here. Shh, no shouting, no shouting. You're getting married this year. No, I mean you are already in a marriage school and all that. Not that you are by faith, you are going to get married this year. If you are not in a marriage school or whatever it is, you should not be here, please. Listen. Shh. Quiet. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You know? Recently, I had an opportunity to talk to some people that were married. I had a talk with the older ones and the younger ones. And the first love marriages, they were all like movies, like good movies. I don't want any of you here to disgrace First Love Church. You may not be a dancing star, but you must not disgrace. Because I know that the dancing stars are the best marriage. But, there's a lot of deception as you go forward. So I'm going to pray for you. Lord, harmony. Do you understand harmony? Danny boy, play C. No, play D. D, D, the note D. D, just D. F sharp. Together, A. No, together, together. Yeah, so start again. D, only D. Marry to F sharp. Together, play together. Play A with it, three of them. Is it harmonious? Play D alone. Play F sharp. Play with G. Is it working? The marriage is not working. You've added a note that when you add, it doesn't sound correct. Start again. This is how your marriage is going to be. Play D. D, D, only D. Again. Add F sharp. Is it nice? Is it nice? Harmony. Add A to it. Add A. Three of them. Beautiful. And add another D to it. Ah. You see, this is an ultimate marriage. Shaka laba shada labana. Now play D alone. D alone. Play F sharp. Okay, D and D and D sharp. Is it working? Do it again. D and D sharp. This is an ill married couple. Two notes. Again. Your marriage will never sound like this. D and F sharp. Ah, romance. Add A for love. Love. Ah, and add another D for ultimate. There are children here. I don't want to say certain words. Your marriage will be nice. Your honeymoon. Danny boy, play C. C. C for calm. Another C. E. Together, together. And add G. And the last C. The last C. Woo-hoo. Sheba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Your honeymoon will be like this. It will be nice. People will be jealous of you. You send them pictures. You are drinking Coke. With ice and coconut juice on the beach. Wow. And the honeymoon will continue through the marriage. All sad faces are banished from the marriage in Jesus' name. Do you believe that? Yes. God is going to do it. If you listen to what we are saying, no one will go forward with an IMC. Give me D and D sharp. God forbid. Nobody will go forward with D and D sharp. Give it to me again. So even, thank you. It's okay. We can't stand it. So you see, marriage is like that. When people outside your marriage see, they feel they are disturbed. Yes. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. So first love. Anybody, if you know that you are not happy and you want to change, change now. Don't go and then, because your marriages are going to be better than your father's and your mother's. Yeah. Have I told you about Bishop Saki's fridge? Oh, I told you that he bought a fridge when we were in school. Yeah, I've not told you before. Ah, then you are new. In those days, you can't easily have a fridge. But he had one. Yeah. But today, everybody has a fridge. Is it not true? The poorest person has a fridge. 300 cedis, you get a fridge. 200 cedis. But in those days, it was a very special thing. So things that were special in older marriages that only rare good marriages have them, they will be common amongst first love marriages. Yes. Stretch your hand towards these ones. As you pray for them, God is also blessing your life. Oh yes. Kama Shandola Baba. As soon as I touch you, you are blessed in advance of your marriage. In the name of Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, 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 thanks. Bless them, Lord. Good marriages, good marriage. Let the curse of divorce, the curse of unhappiness, the curse of loneliness, the curse of sadness, married but alone, married but sad. Camila Boshada Lamade Beriso Boloda is taken away in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Tame Karamu Shataba. Oh God, do it. 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 Jesus. Thank you. Take away sorrow, Lord. Let there be joy, laughter, happiness. Makafila, Sudeme, Perigos, Chimala, Tomeges, Timile, Pode Samagalash, Takatakase, Pota Sakadale Mekebane. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go back. If you are a sister, you've been in a relationship, but you are broken up, I need you to come forward. God of a second chance. You've been in a relationship, but no more. So, you want me to pray with you, Lord? Do something. Come quickly. Don't let us make a look. It's the grown-up people that have all these airs. There's no grown-up here. All of us are children. There are a lot. Now, I don't mean if you had a boyfriend before. I mean, belovedosis, friendship, and you are going to marry, but it's broken. Lift your hands. How many believe God is a God of a second chance? No talking, please. The Bible says God made Eve and brought the woman to the man. So God is going to take you and bring you to the man that is supposed to be your man. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Answer the prayers. I pray for them. Show them to somebody, Lord. Let them appear. Maleka ma santa ma dashante. Thank you, Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. Thank you. Matama shato balaba. Oh God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for mercies. Show mercies to your children, your daughters, Lord. Give them somebody who likes them, Lord. Somebody who loves them, Lord. Thanks for your blessing. Provide, Lord Jesus. Provide, Lord Jesus. Thanks. Thanks. Moshakamaza. Kamilo Sata. Imola Babanda. Careful. Tamaliba Shambo Sataba. It's not too late for love. It's not too late for love. My God. Tamigala. Tumigilame. All quarreling spirits out. You are loosed. Tinaka. Chingo. Chingo. Tama iba ilomu sakatabele. Oh God, thank you. Thanks for providing. Thanks for providing. Thanks for providing. You're doing it, Lord. We're going to have weddings, Lord. Many weddings. I'm praying for your children, Lord. I'm praying for your girls, Lord. I'm praying for your girls. Thank you for hearing the prayers for your girls, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Malashido le rama sabola keda. Oh, yes. And these ones too, Lord. Answer. Thanks. Jesus. Jesus, thanks for your power. You're doing it, Lord. You're doing it, Lord. You're answering our prayers. Thanks. Thanks. These are blessed hands being laid on you, and you are blessed. You are declared blessed. You are not an unfortunate girl, but you are a blessed girl. Become a blessed girl by the hands laid upon you. God sent Jesus to bless you. Be blessed. Be blessed. I command your wedding to come out of darkness. I declare the announcement of your wedding in the name of Jesus. Matashino laba kabar. Temorada simulaba. Hemaka sa atama lo baba. Ema ebola madoshe. Palada tabala. Tamarigole. Tomoragala. Tibolebele. Tibojada. Presto. Prasta. Pelige. Pola mamandele. Thank you. You've done a great thing, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Look at me, all of you ladies. Listen. 1 Timothy 1 verse 12. 1 Timothy 1 verse 12. And verse 13. Okay, go down to 18. Yeah. It says, this charge I commit to thee, okay, by the prophecies which went on before thee. All right? That thou mightest by them war. You see, when there's a prophecy, it means go to war. When you believe prophecies, it rather means now it's time to fight. When God gave Abraham a prophecy for a child, it wasn't say, I believe I have a child. But practical things were now going to work, which were not working before. Practical things. So all the things you hear us preaching, are the reasons why, even in the songs, why sometimes things don't work. So believe. Believe the preaching. And walk with strength. Acting just exactly what is being said. God is going to bring something good into your life. And the next verse, verse 19 says, holding faith. Holding faith. You see, we can't live faith. You have to believe. Holding faith. So, this is the prophecy for your life. And you must now war and hold on to your faith. God has already done it. I can see your card, your wedding card. God is the matchmaker and the bringer of you to somebody. You will not struggle about marriage anymore in your life, in Jesus' name. May every spirit of bitterness fly out of you from today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may go back to your seat. You are a pastor and you are not married. A man. Pastors, you are not married. Come. I warn you though. I warn you, Jesus didn't marry. Jesus didn't what? He didn't marry. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. May you have wisdom in choosing. Guidance. May the Holy Spirit guide you. May you have a cheerful person. Malashitabaka. One who satisfies. One who pleases. May you be delivered from Jezebel, the controlling witch. Nashiko sakata balaba. Imbo sante mata la makibe. May you find the right one. Nekala mosanteda abadala. Ojeges. Somebody watching on the TV, I don't know, on the internet, whatever. God is doing it for you. Now, receive it. This week, He has done it. Pakasa tu felebesha da baranda liba. I declare multiple marriages, peaceful marriages. Shkelarama shatebe. Dream marriages. Unimaginable ecstasy and joy. Kaza, continuous honeymoon experiences. Everlasting peace. May you come back to your house with joy every day, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive this blessing. Whatever is evil amongst women and in a woman, may you escape. Every snare and trap and entrapment, I pray for you, for divine escapes. If necessary, just before, may you escape. In Jesus' name, amen. You may go back to your seat. What a blessing. God is doing something. And He's going to open doors. Now, I want to say something. And I want to charge the marriage school. Are you the marriage school? Yeah. A natural smell. How many of you feel you are smelling nice by this evening? Yes or no? So naturally, you are not nice unless you improve. True or not true? That's how you are in your personality and your behavior. You are not nice naturally. Even by the evening, you are not nice. So if you don't believe and are trained, you will always be not nice. And not nice is a seed that reaps not nice. When you sow not nice, you get not nice. Then when not nice is sown into you, the person reaps not nice. And then when you sow not nice, you receive not nice. And then it never ends. So I command you and charge you. Teach the virgins how to behave. Don't hold back. Paul said, I did not hold back anything that was good, necessary for you. Yes. Kabasata la mashata bakaya nalaba. Amen. Recently, I was somewhere and a sister from a certain country, sit down, a certain country stood up to make a speech. And she made a speech about marriages from West Africa. And she made a comment. She said that she has noticed that, because she's not from West Africa, marriages from West Africa have these deficiencies, major deficiencies. She said that where she's from, we don't have those issues. And when she said it was true, it's across board deficient. West African. So I'm not going to go into all that, but I can see if you are eating boiled fish, you will never know that there is a fried one. Yes. That kebab that they are grilling there, if you want to know, they can boil it and give you boiled meat, and we'll see whether you it is the same experience or not. It's also all meat. That's a different experience. Your experience will be beautiful. In Jesus' name. Marriage is Lord. Kamina la moshata ba da bari la be. Give the children a grace to marry as young people. Give them happiness in their marriages, Lord. Give them joy in their lives, Lord. Bless them, Lord, with the sounds of joy. The sounds of laughter and peace, Lord. Answer their prayers, Lord. Send the appropriate person, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for answering this prayer, Lord. And doing a mighty work in every life. In Jesus' name. Sit down. I want to tell you something. Do you know something that happened? You saw all the girls who came here that they've been in a relationship before. Now I'll tell you an error. You see, when you see a person there, you may think that, oh, this person is not a good person to marry. No. You see, God didn't make anybody who is not good. God made someone meet or suitable. There are a lot of people that are suitable for this, but not suitable for that. Yeah. So, God is in the business of giving you somebody who is suitable. Yes. You find your suitable partner. Yes. For your life. Supernaturally. Supernaturally. You'll be walking around and God will bring the person. As Jesus was passing through Jericho, the person will be passing through your atmosphere. And suddenly, you'll be noticed. Don't ignore the promptings of the Spirit. Ta ma shaka ta baya. Yeah. Promptings of the Spirit. As you go along, be sniffing and be saying, is this the one? Hey! Genesis chapter 1. And the Lord and the Lord said to Adam, see. See. I have given you. Is it not there? Check it, Genesis. And the Lord says, see. Just the word see. And you see, and God, and then the Bible, and another word that comes up. King James. Yes. Out of every. I said Genesis chapter 1. Ha! Please search for the word see and saw. Okay, spot your revelation for you. That God is, and God saw. Anyway, this man is not helping. So God saw that it was good. You must be able to see when something is good. Yes. God is going to. He says, see, I have given you. Yes. Genesis 1:31. Yes. Genesis 1:31. Come on. And God saw everything that he had made. Behold, it was very good. No. That's not what I want. See, I wonder where see. Anyway, your eyes must begin to see and notice. Yes. So God is going to begin to bring people to you, and you must see. God saw. God is a seer, and you are his child, so you also see. There's no need to go looking anywhere. It's all around you. All around. Kadela, is it not true? It's right there. God is blessing. You are finding what you need. And you will find it in the church. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.